We're doing the Rambam Zigeret Teiman. We're up to page Kuf Lamed Zayin. Page Kuf Lamed Zayin. Umash Zachalta. We're in the Mosada of Cook edition. Umash Zachalta Midvar HaPoshea.
And what?
Zayin. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Umash Zachalta Midvar HaPoshea Shechnis Belibot Am. And what you mentioned about the irresponsible one that convinced people shemilat bimod meod, that when the Torah says very very much uneimar al meshuga, that's talking about Muhammad. The numerical value of bimod meod is 92, and the numerical value of Muhammad is also 92. So he wanted to say that when it says bimod meod, that's a reference to him. V'chen ma she'amar hofia me'ar paran, in that which the Torah describes, there was a man who tried to convince people that when the Torah says bimod meod, that's a reference to Muhammad, because the numerical value is equal. It says in the pasuk. Says, I will make Yishmael multiply a lot, bimod meod. So he wanted to say that the words bimod meod are a reference to Muhammad. And the Torah describes that when Hashem came to give us the Torah, it says, Hofia mehar Paran, Hashem appeared to us from the mountain of Paran. So we have a tradition that means Hashem offered the Torah to other nations before he gave it to us. So he wanted to say, Romez alav. That idea that Hashem appeared from Mount Paran is an allusion to Muhammad. V'chein ma she'ne'emar, and he also claimed that when the Torah says, Navi mikirbcha me'achecha kamoni yakim lecha Hashem, that Moshe prophesizes that there's yet to be a prophet, there will be a prophet like me. So he wants to say that's also talking about him. V'chein avtachto li Yishmael untativ legol gadol, and Hashem's promise that Yishmael will be a great nation. Again, he wants to say that's talking about Islam. He says, these things have already been refuted. He says, "Why? What do I need to do it for? It's been so common that people make these claims and their refutations are so common that I don't really have to address it, but okay. I will." V'lo ne'emar b'hem shem b'tachlit ha'chalishut bilvad, and people don't only say that they are the weakest of claims, but aval omrim she'tzchoku v'itu lakach me'em raya. But people actually say it's foolish, it's funny to bring these as proofs. V'hem dvarim she'enam mevi'im safek b'shum panim v'afilu b'lev ha'mon, and these are things that even the masses can see through them, that this is completely fallacious. There's no reason that this should cause anyone to have doubt. And even those irresponsible ones who joke with these claims, they don't really believe it. Even they know that these claims are unfounded. All they intend to do when they quote these verses, it's just to try and show the masses, look, we're so faithful that we even believe it says it in the Torah. But they don't really believe that it says it in the Torah. אבל הקלון שאומר המשוגע כתוב בתורה, but the shame that this insane one wants to say is written in the Torah, וישמעאלים עצמם אינם מאמינים בראיות אלו ואינם מקבלים אותם ואינם לוקחים אותם לראיה לפי ביטולם מברך. He says the shame is that he does make these claims. This one person who's trying to move Islam forward. But even the people of Islam themselves don't believe these claims. Only he. No one uses it as a real claim because everyone knows that it doesn't have any basis. And being that they had no foundation in any verse of the Torah, they couldn't find any claims within the Torah, nor is there any logical basis for their claims, nor is there anything you could even conjure to support them. Being that they can't find anywhere in the Torah that will support them, so they say, you guys changed the Torah. And today they also make that claim, by the way. The Muslim clerics, someone once started a chat with me, and I didn't realize who I was chatting with, and then it turned out he was a Muslim, I don't know what. And very quickly, initially I thought he was Jewish. He starts talking to me about Akedas Yitzchak, other things. Okay, I don't know who the person is. The person asks questions, I give answers. And then he started pushing Islam. So, you know, at some point I said, you know, why do you think there's any basis in the Torah? So he said, well, you're right. He tried to bring claim one, claim two, claim three, and all of them, like if you looked at the context, there was no basis for it. So finally he said, okay, you guys switched the Torah on us. It's not the real Torah. Meaning initially he tried, and when he reached a dead end, so then he said, well, it's not the real Torah. You guys switched it. So till today they're making that claim. Because they couldn't find any support in logic or the Torah, so they had to come up with this claim, you guys switched the Torah. They say, you erased Muhammad's name from the Torah. Really, there were other things in the Torah, you erased them. The Rambam says, it's interesting, they couldn't find any better claim than that. And even though that's really an illogical claim and it doesn't have any basis, and even the masses can realize that claim doesn't have a basis. The Rambam says, you know, the Torah was translated into Aramaic, Persian, Greek, and other languages hundreds of years before Muhammad came onto the scene. If there were parts there that were alluding to Muhammad, but he hadn't yet come onto the scene, so no one knew he was coming, right? So how come we erase them from all the translations? Go look, the translations that predated Muhammad by hundreds of years doesn't appear there either. You know, they claim when he came onto the scene, so then we made all kinds of changes. The Rambam says, but that's ridiculous. Look at the translations that predated him. Furthermore, says the Rambam, there's such a strong tradition. Go all around the world. Jews all around the world have the same Torah. We all read from the same Torah. You don't find that the Yemenites, we had no contact with for hundreds of years, and they come up with a Torah that's different than ours. Wherever you go, all across the planet, Jews all over the world are using the same Torah. Take the smallest point and you see all the Sifrei Torah run the same course. Now, the Rambam makes the claim very strong, but we would say the claim is almost as strong. The Rambam says, "Lo nimtza b'shum chiluf lo tzuchul tanazu achalusha l'shlo matzu shum sefek b'torah." The Rambam says, this is such a weak claim because you don't find any differences in the Torah. Now, this is what the Rambam says, you don't find any differences in the Torah. So that's not so clear, because we do have a list of slight differences, you know, if it says with a vav or without a vav, and not differences of a word, but differences of a letter here and there. There are places where we do have different traditions about how you write a certain letter, or how you write, whether you write a word with an extra vav or without a vav. Okay, not major differences, but nonetheless, it's not, I'm saying, for the sake of honesty, I have to mention, the Rambam makes it sound like every Jew all over the planet all had the same Sefer Torah. And that's not exactly so. I'm saying I don't know what the Rambam was referring to, but what we know today is that there are areas where, here they write this way, and here they write it that way. Okay.
Maybe by 10 it wasn't the
same. Maybe. Sorry. Maybe. Doesn't seem that way. No. Because the Gemara refers to certain points in the Pasuk that they didn't have. Meaning, the Gemara sometimes refers to a word being spelt this way, and in our Sefer Torah it's spelt a different way. It's the same word, but
the Rambam was not referring to the before him.
Right, so maybe all of the Rambam Sefer Torah matched all the Gemaros, but you see in the Rishonim already, meaning shortly around the Rambam's period, you do see that there were differences between the way the Gemara records certain words being spelt and the way they had it spelt. So it doesn't seem likely that it changed. I'm saying, so the words weren't changed, but the Rambam's saying even in the vowels, there's no difference throughout the planet. Saying that's okay, the Rambam says it, but what can I say? For the sake of honesty, down to that accuracy, that's not so clear, because there is. I have a list at home. I've been making a list every time I come across one of these places where it seems from the Medrash it's spelled one way, and our tradition is to spell it another way. Again, these are minor, these are minuscule differences, but the Rambam says down to these minuscule differences, there are no differences, and on that, okay, the Rambam says it, but I don't know, maybe like you're saying, maybe in his days it was that way, I don't know. Okay, so the Rambam is now going to start tackling their proofs one by one, but we'll learn that, Bezalel Hashem, next time.